so good to see you here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are continuing in our study of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the times and seasons of life and the purposes that God has behind them. We've looked at a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. We come to verse 3 now, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. You know, it's interesting in one of the rules of warfare that once an individual is wounded and not killed, he is not to be pursued after, but rather turned over to the clemency of the enemy or to be cared for in a hospital. It's one of the strange things I think of warfare, is it not? I have been reading a book by a gentleman that is very knowledgeable, was, he passed away a few years ago, but very knowledgeable of the Civil War, and has a whole section dealing with the rules of warfare. And one of the things that he touches on, he said, you know, we go out on the battlefield to kill. But if a person does not die, it becomes an immediate time to heal. On the battlefield, we're doctors. On the battlefield, we're individuals that their sole duty was to remove the wounded from the battlefield, get them off the battlefield, take them to a place where they can be helped and healed. This is one of the strange ironies of warfare. We need to think beyond that, though, of individuals and people, but there is a time to kill in order to eat. We live in a very different age and time, do we not, where now it's attacked that if you eat meat that somehow you're an animalistic type individual or so forth. The Bible indicates that God gave us animals for our eating, a time to kill. But also, our heart goes out to a wounded animal, does it not? We've seen that so many times. Not too long ago, I saw a video that was posted, somebody had sent to me, of a deer that had been completely enwrapped in a barbed wire fence and was laying there. And so the man went over and just very gently began to stroke the deer and was cutting the wire while he was stroking the deer. Went all the way around the deer, got the deer completely unentangled from that, and then he stepped away. He just walked away and stood there, and the deer, who had been there for I don't know how long, struggled to their feet, stood there, and he had a full rack, stood there and looked at the man, and then walked off. You know, he could have attacked him, but he didn't. You know, that man had reached out to that animal that had been so entangled in that barbed wire, there was no survival for that deer, except for the man that saw him there and cut him loose and let him go. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. Everything in life has its proper time. And it's our responsibility before God to understand and know what's happening. Isn't it interesting that the sons of Issachar had an understanding of their times? Of all the brothers of Joseph and the sons of Jacob, there was only one of the boys that said that they had an understanding of the times. They had a unique ability to understand what was happening. They had a sense of times and seasons. And God wants us to have the same sense. And there are times to break down, and there are times to build up. Whenever a building inspector comes in and says, this building is condemned, we're posting a sign here, no one is to go in or go out. Everybody is to stay away from this building. This building is condemned, it's going to be destroyed. That means that there's a time. This building has served its purpose, and now it's time for it to be destroyed. So something else can come in to that particular area. There's a proper time and a proper season for everything. May God help us to know them.